Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to our bonus episode of Unveiled. I hope you enjoyed our episode out on Monday. We really got into festivals and astronauts and all that kind of thing. But we are buzzing about this episode. We always have such a giggle. So obviously everything that you put into us is completely anonymous. So if you have any more for us for next week, do send them in at UnveilPod or DM me at Neve Cullen X. And yeah, here we go.
All right. Okay. I was seeing this lad a couple of years ago. Very lovely boy, but innocent enough, if you catch my drift. Things were flatlining in the bedroom, so I introduced me calling him daddy.
Daddy.
Proceedings. And he was very into it. Oh, Christ alive. This was all good until he got carried away one night thinking he'd return the favor, and he called me mammy.
Ah.
The ick was swift and brutal, game over. That was even tough to read.
You know that what that reminds me of so much, and I'm still traumatized by, you know, Bad Sisters.
Oh yeah, where yes.
She's like, it's my yeah, mammy. I'd be like, ugh.
Violence.
What did you think of Bad Sisters 2?
It wasn't great.
I liked it.
It was.
I think I'm the only one that liked it.
It was kind of. It stopped being dragged out.
It stopped being funny. Yeah, it was very. It was a bit serious.
Dragging me down. Like,
yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
There's no one I'd like to share a bottle of wine with more than Sharon Horgan.
Oh, same.
And Stacey Dooley.
Yeah. They're great. Yeah, Sharon Horgan, definitely. You know what I'm looking forward to? Because I know it's on Apple TV. The Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I meant to text you last night, actually. Now I'm way behind, but me and David started Maths Australia last night. Wild.
Guys, unhinged. Maths, honey. There's even a more unhinged season or two. Me and Sinead Scanlon, she's so ahead. She's caught up with Australia.
I'm on season 12. Is that the latest one?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
If any of us are watching Maths, please send it in so we can discuss. Yeah. But there's just so many characters.
The Australian one's the best.
100%. I watched the English one and I just actually watched the reunion because I just wasn't arsed. I love reality TV. You know how I feel about it. And Maths is up there.
Anthropology.
And what?
So, reality TV is basically anthropology. It's like studying human dynamics.
Yeah.
Intellectual people actually love reality TV.
Well, I don't know about that. But they do say something I know along. I don't know what. I remember reading something like that before. But you probably would have a correct because you're better with that shit than I am. But Maths is so good. I have Jamie hooked.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting.
He was like, do you want to watch the latest Maths? I was like, yeah.
And it's just two totally different people coming together, and then they're married and they have to live with each other, and it's like, it's no wonder it's called an experiment. It's a fucking huge one. Would you do it? Like, let's just say, forget about Dave for a second.
No. God, no. Are you joking?
I think I would.
No. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't put myself out there on TV.
Oh, TV. No, sorry, not TV. If it wasn't on TV, just as like an experiment.
Me? Yeah, I probably would.
Like, for like the laugh for like an 8-week thing, and you got paid for it. Not on TV. Like, forget the TV for a second.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you go off. I'm like an energy person, or it sounds corny, but like you go off a vibe off somebody rather than like. On paper, you should click with this person, but
yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm nosy, so I'd love to see what I was paired up with.
I know that's why I would do it. I'd be really intrigued to see who would I be pinned up with from like the experts.
Watch that show called The Bold Type on Netflix.
Yeah,
it was out a couple
years.
So it was basically for anyone.
Oh my god, I loved that.
Too. It was so good. So basically. It was nearly like Supernatural vibe. So everybody has one true love and one true match. But to find out who that person is, you have to go and look for them in a database. But it mightn't be the person that you're with. So you could be, say you're super happy with Jamie, or I'm super happy with David, but we don't know if they're a true match.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go and look for your file and you come across your true match, then it's like, poof, and like you've the option then on whether to leave your person or not. It's
insane. God. Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
I want to rewatch that. It was really good.
Sorry,
we totally rambled.
As we always do. Yeah. bad feminist confession. Am I saying feminist right? Bad feminist confession here, but I pretend to be bad at technology, so the men in the office will fix my tech problems. I'm well able, but in fairness, it makes me feel all important. It makes them feel all important, bless them, and I get to feck off for a coffee. We all win. Some of those are just blue jobs.
Sorry, that's not anti-feminism. That's just you being a smart bitch. Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
I always do that. I'm like, I can't work the TV. David Blue.
You know, ever since, like, this is going back to maybe our first season, ever since that you told me that you don't do the bins, I never have, I haven't done the bins since. I said to Jamie, I was like, I shouldn't be doing the bins, blue job.
I told Jamie that you shouldn't be doing
the bins. Thank you. And I haven't done them since.
You were there since.
No,
I was
sometimes.
Like, by the way, it was, you were having us over for drinks and we were talking about something. I was like, by the way, Jamie, she shouldn't be doing the bins. Yeah, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie, I don't want to do the bins.
Dave's like, I'll do the bins at home.
There's just some, like, I just, there's blue jobs and there's other jobs.
There is in my house anyway.
Yeah, for sure. But no, you're working smart, babe.
Yeah. Right, I've been pretending to sleep to avoid having sex with my boyfriend a lot recently. And the other day I stumbled across the Google search history. A confession for another day. And I thought he'd been searching about symptoms of narcolepsy and sleep sickness. Oh, poor little chicken.
But like, you can relate sometimes. Like, there's times, God love Jamie, where I'm like closing my eyes pretending he won't come near me. And he's like, hey, are you asleep?
Yes.
And I don't answer. And I'm like, yes! Oh, just the effort.
No.
Sometimes. No. Like, I love my husband and all, but like, just.
I remember the last time my grandmam talking about that before, and like, I can't remember which one, I think it was PJ, and he was like, no, girl, like, I have my skincare done at that stage.
Yeah. Like, no, but that's like, you're ready for your bed.
Yeah, you're marinating for
And then,
sleep.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Pigs, animals.
Animals.
I get the train to work and I often get sat in front of a super cute guy. He seems like a bit of a brain. So last week I made a big show of doing a crossword in the paper. I then made a big deal of being stuck on a clue, hoping he was asked to hear the clue and we'd get chatting. He did offer but took the paper from me and I saw that I'd filled all the squares with random letters to make it look like I was doing it. Needless to say, I'm typing this on the bus.
Oh my God.
She didn't think her plan would work so well.
You know, I actually know people, they're now engaged, but they met each other on the dart.
What?
Yeah, and she worked in legal in RTE or one of those places, and he's like a barrister. And they both like always chatted and like chatting, like, and she was in a relationship, he was in a relationship. Then they just broke up, like nothing got to do with each other. And then they got on the train and she had kind of seen something like of the forecourts. She was like, oh, she's kind of like smiling. He was like, how are you? And like, it was very kind of small talk. And he's like, oh, it's, did you work in like legal? It's like, I'm also like, I think I'm, what is she, a solicitor or sec, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Work with legal team or something. And then they started like talking because he was obviously barrister. And then so on, they'd get the train nearly every morning, and now
I'm betting to
they went on a date, and now they're engaged.
That is the most sublime story I've heard.
Yeah,
that's so
they're engaged.
Cute.
It's so cute. So that's love on a train,
oh my
babes.
God.
I once got so drunk at a work event that I accidentally added my CEO on LinkedIn with the note, "Hey King, loved your presentation." I woke up to a connection request, a permanent sense of dread.
Oh my good God!
I don't even have LinkedIn, and I'm like dying.
To say that would be the only time I probably would go to space if I did that. Are you messing?
Oh God,
girly, you need to.
I didn't realize on it. I didn't realize that like you get a notification when someone views your profile on LinkedIn. So there's no snooping on there.
No, you can turn anything on private. But when I first started got LinkedIn back in the day, I used to get. It was the most creeps I experienced.
What?
Like these older men would like message me, add me and ask me to go for drinks with them and everything.
On LinkedIn?
On LinkedIn. This older American guy one time was like, hey, I'm always over in Ireland on business. I usually drink in Kyo's. I was like, why the fuck are you telling me?
Are you into LinkedIn?
I kind of think it's the pits a bit. Like I use it for like updating my career history and everything, but I don't put these like philosophical girl boss quotes up. I just think it's a bit
Jamie will, I've seen him before, he's like, I just put this up on LinkedIn. I'm like, watch, put up.
Yeah, you play the game a little bit.
Like, oh, do you?
Something good happened.
I'm like, Jamie, you're not like...
I know, Jamie had an amazing thing that happened one time.
Yeah, I think
did it.
That
was amazing.
Okay. Because I was kind of slagging him. Well, I have to keep him humble, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But then he was just like, oh, so many people view that. And then he was saying, there's actually a guy that I did an interview before viewed my profile.
Yeah, that's like, important. All that stuff is important.
Yeah, but like he was like, what are you viewing my profile for when you didn't like my post or something? I was like, Jamie, I'm going to get like this on Instagram. Yeah, what's going on here? He's like, yeah, just annoying.
Now, some people are chronic.
Are they? I wouldn't
like,
have
not
to.
Every sentence is hashtags, really.
Oh, really?
You're like, hashtag AI, hashtag entrepreneur explorer. It's like, okay.
Oh, goodness me.
What's going on?
Yeah. No, I don't
but,
have
you know,
LinkedIn.
Slay the day for everyone who loves LinkedIn.
Should I get LinkedIn?
No.
Okay.
Your Instagram's your LinkedIn.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, this one hurt a little bit. So I'm probably going to end the episode on this.
Did Lauren Carter put this in?
Yeah, did Lauren put this in? I absolutely cannot stand chapel rowing. That is it.
I won't be like, oh my God, that's so mean to say. Like, I can understand the energy. Because she can just, she's a bit funny in her prep. But is that just a part of her act?
I just think the girls are back. It's pop is back. Her songs are so good. She reminds me of... And not in like a try. She's completely authentic to herself, but she reminds me of like when Lady Gaga, like
I literally was saying that where she used to wear meat, she had that meat costume.
Like, and it's like electro pop, like it's unbelievable. And I really like the way she's like, it's fucking so weird for people to demand photos all the time. Like, you don't know me just because you like my songs. You don't know me, and you need to respect my personal space. Like, I really rate that.
Yeah, okay.
She was like, it's weird that you think because you like people's craft that they're at your mercy. Like, that's not normal.
No, I know, I understand that, but then it's also, you're a fan and people like to get a photo with their...
I think she just is boundaried and like people can't accept that, and I thought it was really
okay, fair enough.
The way I can't remember, I think she won a Grammy recently and she was like, when the pandemic hit, I had no health insurance, I had no job security, blah blah blah, and she was like, it's great to win a Grammy, but like all the record label executives should be putting a bit of money together for a fund for budding artists so that if something happens they don't go, that they have like job security.
Yeah.
So I just think she's probably a bit brash in people's faces.
Yeah, and people just,
but like people like who they like, but
yeah,
I'm not saying like she's quite kooky for me, but like I just think her music is so
feel-, oh my God, so good. But I do feel like, I understand boundaries, but you are putting yourself out there, you understand for years fans and they're super fans, and yeah, you're not going to be the one artist that's going to change that. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are still going to want to get photos. It's just part of being a pop star.
Yeah, but if you are having your lunch,
oh no, oh God, I totally like, understand that.
If you're having a bad day, you're not obliged to give somebody a if you have a fan, you make music for your fans, that's it.
Yeah, no, I understand, but like if she's walking the red carpet, like fans are there with
not
photos
the carpet,
oh
but, like, the
I thought that's what you were talking
no,
about
no like the if you're out and about.
No, I totally agree. And I feel like per
more
Justin Bieber and all them, like, I think that's, I totally, oh Jesus, I now I know what you mean. Yeah. Totally.
Did
I don't think.
You that influencer, Anne Olivia, is that her name?
She's yeah.
A Northern girl. She just put a thing up today with her fella being like, this has gone too far.
Oh my God, it was yesterday.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that people are asking for photos at her door.
People were calling to her.
No, that's way too much. I was thinking at a meet and greet vibe, like you're kind of like, well, that's what you're there, or like, you know, a red carpet, that's what you're there for. You're there for the fans. You're there for.
Yeah.
But no, not in a personal situation.
I lost their mind.
Hate that.
No, it's a complete invasion of space, and like when people are just like, you know, everyone has a bad day. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors, and
of course,
people are like buzzing around, and then you're like getting annoyed that they don't want a photo, would you, what is wrong
no,
with you?
No, totally, like, no, totally, no, totally.
So I actually really, I think she's like refreshing or something in a year, in an era where you feel you have to nearly sell your soul to keep people happy or something.
I know.
So
and keeping up with, yeah.
So that's my another rant there for the day, wouldn't be like me.
You know, I just want to finish on this one thing. I wish they'd leave Hailey
Bieber
and Justin Bieber alone.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I think it's like
stuff is a major reach.
No, but I just think it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what it reminds me of, but it reminds me of like kind of like Britney Spears in like 2000 and whatever when she was when they were following her everywhere.
I know, yeah.
Like they're just following him everywhere, her everywhere, trying to get a story here. That it's just like it must be crazy.
You couldn't pay me to be a celebrity or no. be famous, like you.
Like oh god, that level of
that, like. That's why they all
nothing is to be enjoyed.
Head, and then I you know. Wonder why they're all off.
Oh, completely. Head. And the Daily Mail, I hate them.
Yeah, and they always make spelling mistakes, and I'm always like so embarrassed for them. Like, it's your literal job to write.
Yeah.
Spell it right.
I know. Thank God I wasn't reading out any of those astronauts' names. I would have. You were like, I'm making a joke out of this. Yeah. I was like, well, thank God I'm not reading them. No, well, we have loved all your confessionals. Let us know what you think of Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
I love her. I can't wait to see her EP. You will be seeing her too.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised she's not doing Glastonbury. But it must be because she's Primavera.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, thanks for sending them in. Do send them in again. We always get a good giggle.
So yeah, we'll love you some leaves.
Oh yeah, thanks for listening and send them in. Don't forget our main episode out on Monday. And yeah, love yous. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey. A Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.